It's time right now on UK Talk Radio to feature an artist who's made it into the UK Talk Radio Hot 100. Not only that, but climbed all the way up to the exclusive top 10. It's Jar. Let's talk to him right now and find out more about this awesome artist.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
This is UK Talk Radio, with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
Jar, you have a fantastic new single out, which is called More Than Lust. We're going to find out more about the song, going to find out what it's about. But first of all, let's take you back to Denial, a song which has done so well in the UK Talk Radio Hot 100. You reached the top 10. So tell us a little bit more about this single.
This song I kind of wrote, just, you know, little bits of it when I was around 18, 17, but didn't do much on it. It was just a period in my life where I was beginning to write a lot more, where I had a lot more creative direction and was able to tap more into my unconscious mind and, you know, bring up things what I was going through that I didn't necessarily understand. And then I think around 19 is when I actually started to make a track that had those said lyrics in it, in Denial. And then I just kind of put the two and two together and then, yeah, came up with In Denial. And it's basically just really, as the title says, being in denial with things, you know, that you've come to terms with, and, you know, you've got to work around those edges and, you know, fine tooth it all and make it more aware to yourself that it's okay to, you know, to accept these things and to be able to push past them, you know, move on. And that's kind of what that song is. It's a sentiment for me to kind of always go back and reflect. And, you know, it's like, it's okay, you know, if you catch yourself lying, you know, to yourself about something, but just be aware that you're being in denial about it, and it's something that you should probably work on. So that's basically the whole premise of it.
And a very personal song, and I always think that bringing your own personal experiences into a song really adds something extra to it. It's authentic.
Yes.
So it brings that into it. So that's the last single. That was very successful. We just have a new one out at the moment, More Than Lust. So tell us a little bit about the song itself.
Okay, so now it's like a bit of a spin around, you know. I went into like this little deep, you know, side of myself and, you know, the unconscious mind. And now I'm in this romance side, which I'm getting a lot of people being like, whoa, you went from here to here, but I like it. You know, it's a nice transition, but completely different topics. I think basically, you know, with my music, it's all intentional and it's all coming from a real place. And I think that's what I'm trying to aim with this album. That's what I'm aiming with this album that I'm working on. And it's basically just all these avenues, you know, that I kind of experience and that we people experience, you know, very real life things. And again, the topic of discussion for this song, More Than Lust, is on the premise of, basically, you know, you can have fun with somebody, you know, and fool around and whatever and stuff. But, you know, when you find that spark, you know, that little bit of love in the midst of it all, that fun kind of goes to the side and it's a bit more realistic, you know, between the two. You have something a bit more special than, you know, a one night stand per se. So that's, again, that's the premise of that song, you know, finding your match, your soulmate, and, you know, hoping that you guys can hit it off in a more serious matter than just, you know, having fun. And that's basically where I was going with that song.
I can feel your mood is wavy from the surface. The way you bite your lips, you do it on my purpose. We analyze the room and closing all the curtains. Pull my phone and sleep more for you. I need a focus.
Listen.
We started off as harmless, we easing with caution, ever so gently. So time went on and on, soon enough we're on schedule now, baby. Shake it for me, baby, show me what is up. Can't believe what's about to go down. I'ma lay it on your back with your legs like that. I can feel your mood is wavy on the surface. The way you bite your lips, you do it all on purpose. We analyze the room and closing all the curtains. Pull my phone and sleep more for you, I need a focus.
Aye. We don't need to talk that much, uh-uh. But yes, we fell in love.
Yes.
1 + 1, you and I equals us. Come on, face it, baby. We're no secret now. I don't care, baby, if he ever sees us now. Girl, let me tell you, it is more than ever fun. Sex is always better when you're really in love. Don't lie to me, I know you want me. So call me back when you're ready for real love. Shake it for me, baby, show me what is up. Can't believe what's about to go down. I'ma lay it on your back with your legs like that. And she I can feel your mood is waving on the surface. The way you bite your lips, you do it on the purpose. We analyze the room and closing all the curtains. Pull my phone and sleep more for you, I need a focus. I can feel your mood is waving on the surface. The way you bite your lips, you do it on the purpose. We analyze the room and closing all the curtains. Pull my phone and sleep more for you, I need a focus. Savor this moment, feels like we were chosen. Feels so heavenly. Girl, lip to lip contact on the topic of that. Kissing you softly. Shake it for me, baby, show me what is up. Can't believe what's about to go down. I'ma lay on your back with your legs like that. And she on. I can feel your mood is waving on the surface. The way you bite your lips, you do it all on purpose. We analyze the room and closing all the curtains. Pull my phone and sleep more for you, I need a focus. I can feel your mood is waving on the surface. The way you bite your lips, you do it all on purpose. We analyze the room and closing all the curtains. Pull my phone and sleep more for you, I need a focus. Passing by for us, it's only frozen. But nothing here is cold, we are just like an oven. So push away the sheets, just go ahead and shove them. Wake up in the morning, I feel it's more than something.
The process of writing, when do you write? Do you put time aside, or do thoughts come into your mind? How does that process work?
I think a lot of artists will be able to, you know, get this or agree with me. A lot of my writing, I have some sessions where I sit down and, you know, I'll try and write from, you know, beginning, middle to end, but a lot of it's kind of sporadic phrases, you know, little hierarchies throughout the day, something that's caught my attention. You know, I'll write like a little paragraph, not a full on, you know, song or anything, but, you know, I'll do a number of those throughout the day that could probably formulate into at least half a song of some sort. So I won't lie and say I'm writing every day. I am very much a creative and a creative type of person. So when it hits me, it hits me. But when I'm making my music, predominantly, that's when I will write a song from beginning, middle to end, pretty much in that session, especially if I've got the flow of it all and it's enticing enough to have me complete it in one hit, you know. That's really when I'll start to write a lot.
And we were talking before we went on air about the fact that you've got your own recording studio and the fact that it sounds like a fantastic process, because you were saying that you could easily get lost in it for hours on end, which I guess shows the creative juices are flowing. So tell us a little bit, especially for our listeners who don't know what a recording process is like, tell us a little bit about that recording process and your studio.
So realistically, you can make a studio anywhere. You can make it in your closet, in your bathroom, with a mic, camera, your mic, computer, and, you know, your interface. And that's pretty much those three necessities: mic, computer, and interface. That's all you need. And right now, currently, you know, staying with my grandparents whilst I'm over here in LA working on my album. And I just use my little home studio upstairs, you know, my computer, my mic. Got my keyboard and everything there together. It's not like a big studio setup as you would expect, you know, some of these bigger artists, but realistically you can do it out of anywhere. I think a great example of that of another artist is Billie Eilish. Her and her brother Phineas, you know, all her songs that she did in the beginning, they recorded in her bedroom, and much the same, like I was doing that, doing the exact same thing. And it's as simple as that, you know, when you're really excited and you're very passionate about something. You can make anything happen out of nothing, and that's the beautiful thing about this life, is creating things from nothing, and what we can do. And that's, you know, I think if you really want to record and get that ball rolling for yourself, there's no better place to start it than at home. That's my message.
Absolutely. And you can also come and go as you want. So it's not like a studio where you've got to book time. Once you feel the creative urge coming on, you can record. Exactly. So how long have you set aside to record this album?
It's for me, I've got crazy ADHD. So when I set myself, you know, deadlines, as much as I should be, especially coming into this industry, which I do, but when it's projects like this and I set myself something like that, it kind of throws everything off. So I just kind of go as it comes. But my method is, if I can make at least, you know, a track or two a day, I should have an album's worth of songs within a month easily. And that's pretty much, you know, the track that I'm on. It doesn't require a lot of, you know, intense focusing. I'm kind of going it as my own leisure, because if I do that, it ends up becoming work, even though it is my job, but I try and make it as fun as possible, you know, as much as anyone would. And that's just kind of how I go at it, very leisurely, but I do keep in mind with my deadlines to make sure I meet them still. So there's this kind of back and forth of being very serious about it, but also nonchalant. So my work, you know, speaks through that as well. And it's not very rigid and, you know, structured in such a coded way. That's kind of how I'm setting aside time for it all, I guess.
And I guess the process where you've got to make the decision is when you come to actually mix the track. So you've got everything, you've got your vocal, you've got everything else that goes into the track, such as the music. So tell us a little bit about that final mixing process. And I guess it's all about making decisions. This is the final thing, isn't it? This is how it's going to sound.
It's crazy that you say that. In no way am I an amazing producer or sound engineer, but I definitely mix all my stuff. In fact, I mix as I'm going along, which is something I kind of realized over time, over the years of recording, that that's what I was doing. Why a lot of my process would take quite a while is I would mix as I'm recording at the same time. But I've learned to be able to get my foundation, get all my ideas out, and then just like you said at the end, all right, let's revise it all. Let's mix it. Let's make this, you know, pop out more. Let's bring these vocals forward more. Let's send these ones back. Let's bring these instruments forward, all that sort of stuff. Surprisingly, as being a singer, and that's being my main forte, my bread and butter, I love mixing. I love mixing my own stuff anyways, at least. I can't say I'm a mix engineer by profession at all, but get me in a studio and watch me mix my stuff, you can probably tell that I know what I'm doing.
And of course, I guess it's intuitive, isn't it? Because it's your own sound. You created the song. It started in your mind. So you're now actually hearing the almost finished product as you go into the mix. So I guess a lot of it is instinct.
Yeah, it totally. Oh, totally instinct. That's actually great. Yeah, that's great. Everything pretty much that I do is based off instinct. It's all self-taught. I've had no lessons for anything. maybe a couple singing lessons here and there. But again, my ADHD at that age, I couldn't focus. And that was probably one of my biggest downfalls, was being able to focus. Even for some of the things that I really wanted to do, I just couldn't find myself to have that linear focus. But when it came to singing and creating music and stuff, it's like it didn't exist. I was just pinpointed. I knew exactly what I had to do, and it would be beginning, middle, and end, and it would be done. But I would, you know, probably forget to eat dinner or go to the bathroom in between then.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds as if you're really into it, which I think is a good thing. So just to round off, the new single that's out is More Than Lust. So tell us where we can get hold of the single.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere. You can stream it on your most dominant platform, Spotify, iTunes, Pandora. You can find it everywhere there, More Than Lust by Jar myself. So any platform that you stream music on, you should be able to find it there, especially our main ones. So yeah, just check me out there. And my social media, all of it is Yep It's Jar as well. So it's pretty simple, and you just check that out for all latest links and updates.
Perfect. Thank you, Jai. It's been great to talk to you, and I wish you all the best with the single More Than Lust. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Phone and sleep mode, but you want it.